RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Attending presidential open house, UK ambassador stated commitment to strengthen cooperation. Indonesia condemns Mecca suicide bomb attempt. Now the news in detail. The United Kingdom ambassador to Indonesia, Mu'azzam Malik, has stated his commitment to increase cooperation between UK and Indonesia. The commitment was stated when he attended the open house held by President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace on Sunday in Jakarta. According to him, the relation between UK and Indonesia is growing stronger. He noted that in the last 2 years, both countries have signed 7 memoranda of understanding in several sectors. Some of cooperation fields between the two countries are education, businesses, trade, higher education, research and innovation.
It's a wonderful tradition. So today we've come with my family to give Eid greetings to Bapak President and to Pak Jk, the Vice President. We've expressed our commitment and our friendship between our two countries. And we've had the chance to meet many ministers and other senior people here.
During his attendance in the open house, Mu'azzam Malik also said that Eid al-Fitri is a great opportunity to strengthen the spirit of openness and togetherness between the government and the people. He also expressed his appreciation towards religious lecture presented by Indonesia's religious expert Quraish Shihab. He said that the religious lecture on the strength of unity in diversity is a very great message for the people of our time. The government of Indonesia condemned an attempt to attack the Ka'bah, Islam's holiest site in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, in the early hours of Saturday, June 24th in Jakarta time. Although the attacker failed to reach the holy site, a suicide bomber blew himself up around the Grand Mosque where people had gathered to pray on the last day of Ramadan. The incident left 11 people injured. No Indonesians were known to have been injured as of Saturday, according to Indonesian Foreign Ministry. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Armanata Nasir said in a statement on Saturday that Indonesians that are currently in Saudi Arabia can contact the Indonesian embassy in Riyadh and the Indonesian consulate general in Jeddah. Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian stated that two suspects of attack of the regional North Sumatra Police Headquarters are part of Jamaah Ansarud Daulah JAD group. After attending open house at the Presidential Palace on Sunday in Jakarta, General Tito said that the police allege the attack was carried out by a cell from a JAD group that did have the intention to attack the police. This was based on the group's belief that the police were among the main enemy groups fighting them.
Ini memang kita sudah mensinyalir ada sel.
We suspect that there are cells from JAD group that have attention to attack there. Hence, 2 weeks ago, there were 3 suspects arrested. It's the rest of the cell. Because the police are regarded as Kafir Harbi, the infidels that are attacking them. The attack on the regional North Sumatra Police Headquarters occurred on Sunday morning. During the attack, one police official named Aibtu Martua Sigalinging died from being stabbed by the perpetrator. In the attack, one of the perpetrators was shot by a unit of BRIMOB of North Sumatra Police, while one other attacker was in critical condition. National Police Chief Tito Karnavian said that the police would try to develop the investigation into other offenders of the GAD network. To promote former United States President Barack Obama's visit to Indonesia this week, Indonesian Ministry of Tourism recently has installed another billboard advertisement as part of the Wonderful Indonesia marketing campaign in Times Square, New York City. A similar marketing strategy was employed in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf region during Saudi King Salman's visit to the Southeast Asian country earlier this year. Nearly 39 million people visit Times Square every year. The area, a shopping and business center, is a popular attraction in New York, not only for overseas tourists, but also for native New Yorkers. Obama is scheduled to open the 4th Indonesian Diaspora Congress, initiated by the Indonesian Diaspora Network Global, in early July. South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurdin asked the people of the province to help ensure the success of Asian Games next year. Palembang, the capital city of the province, will co-host the Asian biggest sport event with Jakarta next year. South Sumatra has grown fast thanks to the regional sport event, the governor said before Eid al-Fitri prayer on Sunday. Light rail transit linking the airport of Sultan Mahmud II and the Jakabaring in the city and the suspension bridges of Musi 4 and 6 have been built because of the games, he said. There is also a toll road project being built between Palembang Indralaya and the section. One of the toll road project has been completed, he said. It is all because this region is trusted to host the big sport event. Therefore, the governor asked all people of this region to help make a success of regional sport event. In addition, the government has also developed the religious sector by building the Sriwijaya Grand Mosque and provide assistance in the transport of Hajj pilgrim, the Nurdin said. Catholic Church Santo Yusuf in the Regency of Jember East Java changed its Sunday Mass routine schedule in respect for the Muslims celebrating Eid al-Fitri holiday that falls on Sunday at the Al-Baitul Amin Mosque. Chairman of the Interchurches Community Ignatius Sumarwiyadi said in Jember on Sunday that he, Santo Yusuf Church, is only 300 to 400 meters from the Al-Baitul Amin Mosque, and there would be more vehicles than normally are, then wider parking place would be needed around the location. Sumarwiyadi said further, Eid al-Fitri prayer is only once in a year after Ramadan fasting month, and Sunday Mass is routine every Sunday. Therefore, there is no problem with the change of the schedule. He said Catholics are respectful toward other people regardless of their religion. Therefore, the Catholic Church has no problem in changing its Sunday Mass routine schedule in respect of Eid al-Fitri. That was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to our weekly edition of News from Across the Country, the segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from South Tangerang, Banten. An American technology company, Apple, will build a research and development center, R&D, or innovation center, in the Green Office Park area, Bumi Serpong Damai BSD, South Tangerang. Expert staff of Industry Minister Sani Iskandar said in Jakarta on Wednesday that the facility is like any other innovation center in Silicon Valley and San Jose, the United States. Sani said that after accompanying Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, met Director for South Asia Apple Michael Kalon, and Government Affairs PT Apple Indonesia Mirza Natadisastra. Sani said Apple will rent a building in the area of 1,500 square meters and will be equipped by various R&D facilities in August 2017. The company, which has logo of Beaten Apple, will hold Bina Nusantara University for training in the field of information technology. He added that the research center will produce applications to support the performance of the devices they produced. According to Sani, the research center, worth 1.1 trillion rupiah, will start operating in October 2017, which is also completed by manpower from the country and abroad. Coming up next, the story comes from Mimika, Papua. Three Indian and Bangladeshi climbers were forced to evacuate while climbing Cartens Peak to Timika, as one female climber was reportedly ill due to extreme weather. Mimika Police Chief Adjutant Commissioner Victor Makbon told Antara on Wednesday that the evacuation of three climbers had been done on Monday, June 19, and was immediately flown to Timika by helicopter. The climbing route to Cartens Peak is done through the Nabire Sugapa Suangama Village, Dibasiga Camp, Cartons Peak. The three climbers who were evacuated were Bangladeshi Musa Ibrahim, 38 years old, two Indians, Satyarup Siddhanta, 34, and Nandita Nagangodar, 32 years old, and a companion named Lauren Chanchi Kowas, 38 years old. Meanwhile, Timika's immigration chief Samuel Enoch separately said there was no immigration issue and the three climbers returned home on Thursday, June 22, via Denpasar. The delay in their return because the operator of helicopter held the passport as collateral but has now been settled so that the three climbers will return to their countries, Timika immigration chief Samuel Enoch has said. The last story comes from Blitar East Java. The regional government of Blitar East Java held Thanksgiving of 1,000 kon as part of Haul or 47th anniversary of the death of former President Sukarno at the Tom area of Bondegrit village, Blitar. Vice Mayor of Blitar Santoso in Blitar on Tuesday, June 29, said that the series of activity was prayer together and carrying cones. The event was held in Bung Karno's Tom area, Bondegrit village, Sanan Wetan sub-district, Blitar, and at the home of Bung Karno childhood, Gebang Palace. According to Santoso, the cones were also made by the citizens themselves and is a form of togetherness as taught by Bung Karno. Indonesia is currently experiencing trials. Various streams are quite disturbing diversity that engulfing the nation. However, he is optimistic with the spirit of diversity, togetherness, harmony that became a constant grip in the heart of all people can create a just and prosperous society. That was news from across the country.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. Let's start with 25th June 1936, the birth of B.J. Habibie. Professor Bahruddin Yusuf Habibie, born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, June 25, 1936, is the third president of the Republic of Indonesia. He succeeded Suharto, who resigned from the post of president on 21 May 1998. Later, Habibie was replaced by Abdurrahman Wahid, who was elected president on 20 October 1999 by the MPR. Habibie had worked at the Messerschmitt Bulko Bomb, an airline based in Hamburg, Germany, and reached the pinnacle of his career as a vice president of technology. In 1973, he returned to Indonesia at the request of former President Suharto to serve as State Minister of Research and Technology from 1978 to March 1998. Turning to 25 June 1938, the first Indonesian Congress is held in Solo. The Indonesian Congress is a five-year annual meeting organized by the government and Indonesian language and literature practitioners to discuss Bahasa Indonesia and its development. This Congress was first held in the city of Solo from 25th to 28th June 1938 in Solo. At the beginning, the Congress was held to commemorate the Youth Pledge Day that occurred in 1928. Later, it is not only to commemorate the Youth Pledge, but also to discuss the development of Indonesian language and literature and development plans. The last item is from on June 25th, 1950, the Korean War begins. The Korean War is a conflict between North and South Korea that occurred from June 25, 1950 to July 27, 1953. This war is also called Mandate War between the United States and its United Nations allies with the Communist People's of Republic of China in cooperation with the Soviet Union. Major allies of South Korea were the United States, Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom, although many other countries were sending troops under the United Nations banners. The war ended on July 27, 1953, when the United States, People's Republic of China, and North Korea signed a ceasefire agreement. South Korea President Syngman Rhee refused to sign but promised to respect the ceasefire agreement. But officially, this war has not ended until now. That was Today in History from RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlights of the Week, which today is on three countries officially conduct a joint maritime patrol.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Defense Minister Ria Mirza Triakurdu signed a trilateral agreement among Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines in a coordinated maritime patrol called Trilateral Maritime Patrol Indo-Malfi. The agreement was signed by Malaysian Defense Minister Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Tun Hussein and Philippine Defense Minister Delvin Lorenzana in Tarakan, North Kalimantan, Indonesia, on Monday, June the 19th. The inauguration was marked by a demonstration of Indo-Malfi quick response, a sailing pass involving warships from three countries, and a flying pass. This agreement is a follow-up to the meeting of three defense ministers in Yogyakarta in May 2016. At that time, Indonesian President Joko Widodo initiated a meeting of ministers of defense of Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines after the rampant kidnapping of ship crews by the Abu Sayyaf terrorist group. Defense Minister Ria Mirza Triakudu hopes that the joint patrol could be starting point and history in increasing the quantity and quality of defense cooperation in realizing stability in the region. He said this coordinated patrol was not just to reduce kidnappings on ship crews, but also prevent other transnational crimes such as robbery, terrorism, and drug smuggling. To facilitate coordination while on patrol, the three countries also launched a command center respectively. In Indonesia, the command center is in Tarakan, in Malaysia in Tawau, and in the Philippines in Bongao. Minister Ria Mirza Triakudu said the defense cooperation could also be expanded not only by conducting joint patrols at sea but also involving the elements of land and air from other ASEAN countries. In the inauguration of Indo-Malfi, two other countries in the ASEAN region, namely Brunei Darussalam and Singapore, were also invited as observers. He said the maritime security in the ASEAN region is the responsibility of the ASEAN countries. The launching of the joint patrol was conducted amid a military operation in the southern Philippine town of Marawi. The ISIS-affiliated Mauthi militant group took over the town and made civilian hostage. The Indonesian military commander General Gatot Nurmantio appreciated the hard work of the armed forces of the Philippines in overcoming ISIS terror in Marawi, Philippines. He said joint patrols were also conducting to stop militants from escaping Marawi as refugees to the Indonesian territory. Meanwhile, the Malaysian Defense Minister Hisamuddin Hussein said the three countries should step up efforts to share information because what happened in Marawi could happen anywhere. Related to the joint patrol, 5 warships currently stand by in the waters of Tarakan City, the Philippines 38 Mariano Alvarez and the Malaysian 3508 Warship 3. While from Indonesia, there are KRI Dr. Suharto, KRI Sidat 851 and KRI Franz Kasiepo belonging to the Indonesian military. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here is news in brief. The United Kingdom Ambassador to Indonesia, Muazzam Malik, has stated his commitment to increase cooperation between UK and Indonesia. The government of Indonesia condemned an attempt to attack the Ka'bah, Islam's holy site in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, in the early hours of Saturday. Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian stated that 2 suspects of attack at the regional North Sumatra Police Headquarters are part of Jamaah Ansarud Daulah group. To promote former United States President Barack Obama's visit to Indonesia this week, Indonesian Ministry of Tourism recently has installed another billboard advertisement as part of the Wonderful Indonesia marketing campaign in Times Square, New York City. South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurdin asked the people of the province to help ensure the success of Asian Games next year. Palembang, the capital city of the province, will co-host the Asian biggest sport event with Jakarta next year. The Catholic Church Santo Yusuf in the Regency of Jember, East Java, changed its Sunday Mass routine schedule in respect for the Muslims celebrating Idul Fitri holiday that falls on Sunday at the Baitul Amin Mosque. That was news in brief.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism like places of interest, art and culture, also culinary. Today I will introduce Sanggringan, a tradition that has been going on since approximately 489 years ago. So stay tuned with us in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Sanggringan tradition is usually held in the porch of Jami Sunan Dalam Mosque located in Gumeno Village, Manyar District, Gresik Regency, East Java. Sanggringan means eating chicken compote accompanied by sticky rice and dates. On the 21st day of Ramadan month, the people of Sanggringan will be busy. They will begin to slaughter the chicken to prepare opor, a kind of compote and other side dishes. The ingredients such as chicken, shallot, brown sugar and cumin usually begin to cook in the morning. What is unique in the Sanggringan tradition is the cooks are all made up of men who have been selected. The regeneration of cooks is done every year and only one new person of every generation of cooks is added. This regeneration is intended to maintain this tradition. Other men, including teenagers, usually only help to measure, weigh, and shred the chicken meat and prepare the ready-to-use ingredients on a plate that will be distributed to residents, especially those who have donated funds and efforts. The word Sanggringan comes from the word Sang, which means king, and Gring, which means sick. So that Sanggring here means the sick king. This tradition goes back to the time of Sunan Dalam, who suffered a long illness. His people searched everywhere for remedy, but to no avail. Finally, Sunan Dalam himself got a sign through a dream that people should cook some food as a medicine. The next day, people brought a rooster which was then slaughtered, then cooked with coconut milk, cumin, brown sugar and shallot. After the cooking finished, Sunan Dalam asked them to also serve some cooked sticky rice. These were eaten together when breaking the fast and Sunan Dalam was healed. Eventually, the tradition continued until now. Many people believe that eating chicken compote when breaking the fast at Masjid Jami Sunan Dalam in Gumeno Village tastes different from eating it at home. Besides, this chicken compote is also believed to restore power, and the most important is togetherness among residents. Because from these Kolaku chickens, residents can gather together, especially when breaking the fast, and usually while waiting for the breaking time, those who come can enjoy gambus music and listen to sermon from the clergy. That's the end of today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, which introduced the tradition of Sanggringan from Gumeno village, Gresik East Java. We will meet again tomorrow with the same program. Goodbye.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome to Miscellany. Today's topic is about Ketupat Lebaran, so stay tuned in at www.voi.co.id. Listener, Eid al-Fitr is celebrated by Muslims worldwide after a full month of fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. Muslims in various countries celebrate the day in various ways. In Indonesia, one of the things that must be present when Lebaran arrives is Ketupat Lebaran. This rice-based food is always served when the day of term arrived. No wonder before Lebaran, the sellers of coconut leaves, the wrapper of ketupat, are popping. Besides being eaten, ketupat also becomes decoration icon in various places during Lebaran, such as shopping center, restaurant, and even television show. This indicates that ketupat is the typical Lebaran food is always in demand when Lebaran arrives. However, since when is ketupat identical to celebration of Eid or Lebaran? Apparently, Ketupat Lebaran was introduced when Islam entered the land of Java. It is said that Sunan Kalijaga was the first person who introduced Ketupat to the Javanese people. At that time, Sunan Kalijaga was one of the leading figures of Wali Songo, or the nine Islamic propagators who actively spread Islam in Demak and Cirebon Sultanates, making two Baghdad or Lebaran celebrations, namely Baghdad Lebaran and Baghdad Kupat, as tradition. Baghdad Kupat is celebrated 7 days after Idul Fitri. At Baghdad Kupat, Muslims make ketupat. Once cooked, the ketupats are distributed to neighbors and relatives as a sign of togetherness and strengthening the bonds. Then, what is the meaning of ketupat when Lebaran? Ketupat has a special meaning in Javanese philosophy. Ketupat or kupat is an abbreviation of the word ngaku lepat, which means apology, and laku papat, behavior, which means full actions. For the Javanese people, ngaku lepat is quickly applied to the tradition of sungkeman, and sungkeman teach the importance of respecting parents, humble and begging sincerity and forgiveness from others. Meanwhile, laku papat consists of four actions, namely lebaran, luberan, leburan, and laburan. Lebaran means ending, indicating when the time of fasting. Luberan means abundant, thought to share the abundant fortune with poor. While Lebaran is finished, an invitation for Muslims to forgive each other for the sins and mistakes that have been committed to one and the other ended. And the last is Laburan, that comes from the word labur, lime, to purify water and whiten the walls. The Laburan contains a message that keeps man's innate and spiritual holiness. In essence, ketupat is not just food to unleavened Eid al-Fitr or Lebaran only. However, ketupat becomes a symbol and an invitation to give alms, apologize, forgive, and keep inner and outer holiness. Listener, that was Miss Lenny for today, featuring the topic Ketupat Lebaran. We will meet you again another time with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Lenny on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters and emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Mr. Shahnawaz Jiskani in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Shahnawaz Jiskani said that Voice of Indonesia is a very good radio station. He is a new listener. Hello, Mr. Shahnawaz Jiskani. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. Welcome to Voice of Indonesia's Listeners Club. Your name will be entered in our listeners list as your request. We will send our KSL card to your address. Please be patient to wait for it. So keep listening to our broadcast. Mr. Shahnawaz Jiskani, we are looking forward to receiving your email and reception report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. email from Azam Ali Somro, also in Pakistan. Mr. Azam Ali Somro sent his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, he told us that May 17th, he listened to our broadcast from 400 hours to 445 hours UTC via English program live streaming. Hello, Mr. Azam Ali Somro. Thank you for your email with the detailed reception report. In your email, you told the program of our English live streaming program starting from the opening to the end of the program. Very detailed. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. As your suggestion, we always keep trying to give our best presentation. So please give your criticism and suggestion to our broadcast for our improvement. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Okay.
Berpuasa menahan lapar dahaga, tercipta rasa keindahan Tuhan berikan nikmatnya. Bahagia tercipta rasa keindahan Tuhan berikan nikmatnya. Hari yang kita nantikan, hari yang kita impikan, hari yang kita banggakan, hari yang kita
Listeners Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan. Mr. Riaz Ahmad was listening to our broadcast on 18th of May at 1600 hours to 1700 hours UTC and reception was excellent 55555. He listened to our program that was jointly broadcast with RRI Samarinda. Assalamualaikum, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you for always being our regular listener. Your reception report is always detailed, so we know how our broadcast can be received in your country. Thank you very much. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Minong ay diwafaisi Selamat hari lebaran Minong ay diwafaisi
Listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. And listener, we have announced Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. We have selected 10 winners who are lucky to visit Indonesia in May 2017. And for you who have not got a chance to win the quiz, don't worry, we are holding another quiz. It is open for our listeners around the world. So don't miss it and keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. And listener, regarding Eid al-Fitri festivity, which falls today, Sunday, 25th June 2017, on behalf of Voice of Indonesia, I would like to say happy Eid to all of our listeners wherever you are. May this Ramadan give blessings to all of us and we are able to meet Ramadan again next year. We would like to say thank you for listeners who have sent their greetings on Eid al-Fitri. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Satu lagu dari Amit Bin E. Yuk, mari kita dengerin semuanya.
Lebarannya sudah tiba. Yo, salam-salaman. Lebarannya sudah datang. Yo, maaf-maafan di hari yang ini. Silaturahmi berkumpul bersama-sama. Sana family. Lebarannya sudah tiba. Yo, salam-salaman. Lebarannya sudah datang. Yo, maaf-maafan di hari yang ini. Silaturahmi berkumpul bersama-sama.
Hey,
sana family.
Selamat lebaran, teman-temanku. Ane mengucapkan minal aidin wal faizin. Mohon maaf lahir dan batin. Kalau-kalau ane punya banyak kesalahan, mohon dimaafkan. Mohon dimaafkan. Mohon dimaafkan. Mohon dimaafkan. Hehehe, namanya juga manusia, suka hilap dan banyak dosa. Semua mudi, bertemu paman, bertemu bibi, bertemu saudara, bertemu saudari. Sanak family. Idul Fitri waktu yang tepat untuk bersilaturahmi. Bertemu kembali, semua berbagi. Semua berbagi, bertemu kembali. Pasti semua orang happy.
Lebarannya sudah tiba. Yo, salam-salaman. Lebarannya sudah datang. Yo, maaf-maafan di hari yang fitri ini. Silaturahmi berkumpul bersama-sama.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.